How's everybody doing today? Welcome back to another episode of The Banker Next Door. I am your host, Dr. Joe Berquist. Today, I wanted to get everybody an update on banks' bond portfolios. As we all know, bank bond portfolios were really in the dumps basically after 2022 with the rising interest rate environment. That carried over into 2023. And as we will see here in a second, there was a little relief in the fourth quarter of 2023. But now I wanted to see kind of how are things going so far here in the first quarter of 2024. So with that being said, I have a couple of articles here I wanted to share with everybody. So this is the first one. And these were articles that basically came out last week. So the first one is U.S. banks score broad unrealized bond loss improvement in the fourth quarter of 2023. So U.S. banks are moving past massive unrealized losses on their bond portfolios in the 2023 fourth quarter, ahead of a rebound in interest rates so far in 2024 that is poised to deliver another setback. Bonds rallied in the fourth quarter as interest rates fell during the period, wiping out some of the market value deficit that has weighed heavily on key measures of banks' capital positions. Accumulated other comprehensive income, otherwise known as AOCI, which captures changes in the market value of available for security sales, or AFS, improved 24.8% sequentially to negative $253 billion. That's a huge number. The lowest total since the second quarter of 2022, according to data from S&P Global Market Intelligence. However, rates have retraced much of the 2023 fourth quarter decline as expectations for the Federal Reserve rate cuts have been pushed out. Nevertheless, assets booked when rates were low have gradually been maturing. Some banks have been unloading underwater securities, and overall expectations for cuts and gains in bank stocks have held. Fed policymaker projections that continue to anticipate 75 basis points of rate cuts later in the year, and Chair Jeremy Powell's comments on March 20th that the central bank will start slowing the contraction in its balance sheet fairly soon, were positive for bank stocks. B of A, Bank of America, global research analyst, said in a note on March 21st. So increased confidence for easing monetary policy could cause markets to dial back the probability of tail risk events, the analyst wrote. So, and you guys can see, I know this is a little hard to read here, but the chart you can obviously see here. So, and for the podcast audience, we are looking at a chart here of accumulated other comprehensive income at U.S. banks. And we can see here that even though we got an easing, that red is pretty dark and pretty deep. And it has not been in the positive since the fourth quarter of 2020. So we have literally gone through over 3 years here, basically in the negative. And in 2022 and 2023, it went super negative. And that the industry is still looking, as of the fourth quarter 2023, at a loss here, or a potential unrealized loss of $253 billion, which is a staggering hole for the industry to try to climb out of. And then as we go down here, I'll scroll down a little bit. It talks about, you know, average treasury rates across 2 years to 7 year maturities, which encompasses much of banks' bond portfolios, fell 77 basis points in the fourth quarter of 2023. That helped drive sequential improvements in AOCI of more than 30% at big banks. Those metrics are set to come back under pressure in the first quarter as average treasury rates have rebounded 41 basis points from the end of 2023 through March of 2021. The sting is likely to be cushioned compared with recent periods as low yielding securities have matured and banks have repositioned their portfolios. During the Fed's most recent tightening cycle, average treasury rates reached a period end high of 4.76% in the third quarter of 2023, while the industry wide AOCI deficit peaked the year before. So, and then you can see here AOCI and adjusted tangible common equity at the largest banks in the US. Still in the green here for the most part on this chart, which is good. Broad improvement with the bond rally in the fourth quarter. The vast majority of industry scored improvements in AOCI and adjusted TSC. Okay, Fair enough. So we had a little bit better fourth quarter. So let's go on here. Let's go into another article here. So this is banks contemplating further bond portfolio restructuring with rates in flux. So one of the things I had reported on earlier was that a lot of banks were in the process of restructuring their bond portfolios, and they did kind of bite the bullet, as it were, and they sold off a number of bonds at a loss in order to reposition their portfolio so that they could reinvest that money in paying down perhaps some of the money they may have borrowed on their line from the Federal Home Loan Bank, putting that money to work in terms of being able to lend it out for more loans. And that's kind of what this article here is hinting at. So the take. So after a flurry of restructuring activity in the fourth quarter of 2023, fewer loss trades and bank bond portfolios have emerged in recent months amid increases in intermediate and long-term rates. While those moves could be temporary, with the Federal Reserve expected to cut rates in the second half of 2024, the increase in rates has pushed back bond portfolios further underwater and made loss trades slightly more punitive in the near term. The prospect of lower rates and seasoning of portfolios should temper large-scale restructuring activity, as unrealized losses in the portfolios will wane as securities move closer to maturity. Still, incremental pruning and repositioning of bond portfolios should continue, with banks selling portions of their portfolios and using proceeds to pay down high-cost borrowings while reinvesting in higher-yielding securities. And again, from the chart here, we can see net unrealized gain or losses at U.S. public banks. So the blue on the chart here is net unrealized gains or losses. So that's the actual gains or losses. And then the yellow is the implied unrealized gains or losses. So in other words, what you have, so a bank buys a bond, right? So you have the bond right now. The indication is that if the bank had to sell that bond today, it would lose money. And that's what the yellow on the chart is. But if the bank holds that bond until maturity, it will actually make money on the bond. So, but the concern is that if you have to mark to market and you are accounting for what the value of the bond is today, you're losing money. And furthermore, if something happened with the bank and the bank was forced to liquidate those assets, so say you had a run on the bank, or the bank had a bunch of loans go bad, just what we saw most recently with New York Community Bank, you have a whole bunch of real estate loans go bad on you. Well, you're probably going to have to liquidate a number of those securities to create liquidity in the bank to basically cover that loan portfolio, which is deteriorating, to stock up more on loan loss reserves and things of that nature. So it's a very delicate and a very tricky situation. Does the yellow, is that like implied doom? Does that mean that everybody is taking these massive losses and everything? No. But what it is telling you is that you could have a very dangerous situation, that if the banking industry should experience some kind of crisis in the near term, this is going to exacerbate. It's the same thing what happened with the banks that failed last year, with Silvergate Bank and Signature Bank and Silicon Valley Bank. With those banks that failed last year, this was not the core issue, but this was an issue that no doubt it massively exacerbated the problem and played a key role in ultimately leading to the failure of those banks. So that's the major concern here with this. And so my thought was, and I think when I reported on this a couple months ago, was that, as things got a little bit better in the fourth quarter, banks should have taken that opportunity to sell off, bite the bullet, and reposition your bond portfolio as best you can and just start moving forward. Because I didn't see this particularly getting a whole lot better for a lot of banks out there, unless they were able to just wait it out, which some banks probably will. And some banks did that. Some banks did, like I said. I mean, we it said right at the beginning here, after a flurry of restructuring activity in the fourth quarter of 2023. So there was a number of banks out there doing this and taking advantage of this. But I was hoping that probably more banks would do it, but I guess that's right. So, okay. So let's see here. And then we got held to maturities. securities held at U.S. banks. You can see in the yellow, which is total HTM securities. The blue is total AFS securities right there. So you can see it's kind of like 50-50 right there if we get to the fourth quarter of 2023. Liquidity bond portfolios remain in focus for regulators. Yeah, absolutely, because of what I just said. Bank regulators have focused on the negative impact from AOCI on bank capital and the impact that underwater bond portfolios have on banks' access to liquidity. Banks faced deposit outflows throughout 2022 and much of 2023, and regulators recognized that institutions could not look at their securities portfolios as the same source of liquidity as they have historically due to high levels of unrealized losses. Regulators have said high levels of unrealized losses have led to downgrades on liquidity ratings in some bank exams. So yes, undoubtedly those liquidity risks remain. And then finally, let's go real quick to a third article here. So this is securities at U.S. banks rise in the fourth quarter 2023 after falling for six straight quarters. So U.S. banks reinvested profits in short-dated securities as bonds rallied during the fourth quarter of 2023, courtesy of a decline in interest rates. Total securities holdings in the banking sector were up 2.5% in the fourth quarter to $5.43 trillion after shedding $956 billion over the previous six quarters. Even with the quarterly increase, the balance was down 7.6% or $448 billion year over year and 13.2% or $825 billion from its peak at the end of the first quarter of 2022. And then here you can see here U.S. bank securities holdings in this chart. Falling rates trigger investment in short dated bonds. So after securities holdings declined for six straight quarters, the bond rally in the 2023 fourth quarter eased some pressures. And we've got short term bonds, long term bonds, medium term bonds. Okay, 13 of the 20 largest U.S. banks by debt securities holdings reported a quarter-over-quarter increase in debt securities. And then banks continue to build securities portfolios in the first quarter of 2024. So securities at commercial banks are up another 2.1% in the year through March 13th, according to seasonally adjusted data in the Fed's most recent H8 report on bank assets and liabilities. Deposits and loan growth rates were 0.6% and 0.8% respectively. So banks are basically back to buying, more securities and increasing it back up. But So what do we take from this at the end of the day? That basically bank bond portfolios are still underwater. The industry still has a major problem with this. But basically, as long as nothing major happens, as long as we don't have any major hiccups, it will eventually work itself out. And if the Fed does decrease rates, like they say they will, a couple more times toward the end of the year, that will certainly ease this pressure a little bit. It will definitely help the banks out in this. But at the same time, 75 basis point cut is not going to cure this problem. It's not going to fix the issue. And so sooner or later, banks are going to have to, go deeper in addressing this issue. And obviously the industry taking, $250 or $300 billion write-off would be a massive, massive hit to the industry as a whole, would hurt a lot of banks out there. So you definitely don't want to do that. But this is an issue that could continue to linger for, I could linger for a couple more years. It's definitely not going away tomorrow, and it's not going to go away in a quarter or two quarters. It's not going away by the end of the year. So definitely something we're going to have to keep an eye on. And certainly banks that are, have a worse position than others in this bond portfolio are going to be looked at, I would imagine, very closely. A lot of banks are going to be talking about the AOCI issue throughout the rest of the year. And, we'll see what happens. We'll see what happens with interest rates. If you want a little bit more info on my thoughts about interest rates and what the Fed is going to do here, check out my weekly banking update episode that I just posted along with this episode today. And we'll go from there. But But again, I hope everybody enjoyed this episode, this little bond update for everybody. And I'll continue to update on this as we get more information. But please make sure to check us out on YouTube, Rumble, and all major podcast platforms. Make sure to check out thebankernextdoor.com. Please make sure to like, share, and subscribe, as that always helps the channel. And I will be back again to talk with everybody real soon. Thanks a lot.